It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Again, hour two of the Adam Carriker Show is sponsored by Suizo Construction, where safety is not just a policy, it's a promise. Suizo is hiring skilled craftsmen, laborers, concrete workers, and steel erectors who value quality work and a team that has your back both on and off the job site. Apply today at suizo.com. 40 years strong in business. Suizo Construction. Again, that's suizo.com. S-C-H-W-I-S-O-W.com. All right. Dana Holgerson says, TJ Lateef did an excellent job. Real quick, I feel like his popularity has grown like exponentially in the past, what is it today? Tuesday, 72 hours. Are you surprised by how much people have seemed to like get genuinely excited, excuse me, about TJ Lateef?
I don't want to say surprised, but I mean, we all know this. I mean, the most popular guy on campus a lot of times is the backup quarterback. Yeah. Now, Dylan Raiola, obviously, that situation may be a little bit differently because he is definitely the most popular guy on campus, but it is setting up to, for a few fans to start to maybe turn the other way if Dylan has a bad play or two, because that's the nature of football fans. They feel like there always can be something better on the bench. But in any case, I mean, TJ's earned it. I mean, he went out there and showed what he can do, in kind of a limited sample size. And we'll see moving forward. Again, Nebraska clearly, to me, had the advantage just across the board everywhere against Akron. How does he look if forced into a game against Michigan where you're not going to have the matchup advantage every time? So there's still some things to be out there to be seen, but for a true freshman to show off like that and be able to lead a scoring drive or two was an impressive start.
I think it's exciting for two reasons. Number one, you're like what I mentioned earlier, I feel like we might have some quarterback depth. Now, if he comes in, obviously, the ceiling is high with him. He's obviously more of an inexperienced guy if he needed to take some serious snaps versus Michigan or whoever else. So that's going to show through as well. But you're like, man, we got three quarterbacks that we can trust pretty good this year. It's been a while since we can say that. Number two, he's young. So you know he's just going to get better. And the future is bright. And your starting quarterback doesn't stay forever. So at some point, somebody else has to be the starting quarterback. And it's like, well, if it's that guy, you got to feel pretty good about it. All right. Let's see what else we got here. Today's practice was better than last week's. All right, the bar has been set. It's 81-0 or bust. No, I'm just kidding. It says Luke Lindemeyer is a security blanket for Dylan. Feels our ability to catch and run, secure the ball, take off and run afterwards, which is where you're going to get more explosive plays, by the way, has improved. It says Quinn Clark celebrating, honoring his father was pretty cool. Again, he kind of did the 3-2 in the end zone. His dad's number, Ken Clark, had over 3,000 yard rushing when he played here for Nebraska years in the past. That is very cool to see legacy players playing, legacy players honoring their dad in this case, or their family members, or just players, or the Husker history of the past. That's always cool to see. Says he knew of TJ Lateef before he got to Nebraska. Was he recruiting TJ in some way, shape, or form at one point in high school? Are you aware of that at all?
I'm not aware of that.
But he knew him. Yeah. All right, he knew of him. Says TJ is on track on being a really good player. Your reaction to any of the aforementioned items above, Jake?
I mean, I think it's just cool. Again, the legacy connection. Obviously, Raiola, a legacy player. To see that, kind of come through, and to have that special moment's really cool. And you know, you kind of go through these waves at times within the Husker program where there are a few players here, and then you know, maybe you kind of go away from it. I think it's been a nice blend. Obviously, you should have a recruiting advantage in trying to land some of those kids. Obviously, they have to meet a certain standard to get in, but it definitely is cool to see some recognizable names out there.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit EpicFits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
When you hear things like today's practice was better than last week's, feels our ability to catch and run has improved. It sounds like, and you know, Holgorsen's not a guy who's just going to say things to be kind. He's one of the more honest people in front of a microphone you're going to find. So I think that's kind of his way of saying we're continuing to get better. And that's all you can really ask to do when you're playing teams like Akron and Houston Christian. Like when people are like, oh, it was Akron. Well, yeah, it was Akron. Akron's not very good. Maybe one of the three worst teams in all of FBS. And the thing I take away is we clearly got better. Despite the opponent, we clearly improved in certain areas from our own aspect, from things that we did. And ultimately, we'll find out more in 2 weeks. Like, we will find out a lot more in 2 weeks. But for now, this is all you can do. This is all you can gauge. All right. Rocco Spindler at the podium, more on the offense, says time has flown by fast since he got here. The guys are great and have to keep building off their work. Feels they took a big step last week as five playing as one. I think part of that is you now have a clear-cut five. These are your five starters. There's no more ors anywhere on the offensive line depth chart. And everybody that had earned the right to have a chance to earn the right for more playing time in a game has gotten those opportunities in the first two games. At some point, you got to be definitive. These are the five. This is our second string. This is our third string, and they have done that. Says Dylan is incredible, and he's a dude who knows ball. All right. Says Kate Piersak is great. He was so good in practice, he didn't think he was a freshman. So he's a guy who's only going to get better. His biggest tool right now is his explosiveness off the ball. That first two steps. I'm not saying he's DeMarcus Ware, but I just remember DeMarcus Ware. There was a Thanksgiving Day game. I think it might have been my rookie year, so 07. He was going against Walter Jones. You know who Walter Jones is? Left tackle for the Seahawks? Yeah. Like Hall of Famer, multi-time All-Pro. Just ate his lunch. It was insane. He had like 3-4 sacks against him, and I couldn't believe it. Because Walter Jones is a Seahawk. We faced him twice a year. I'm well aware of who he is and how good he is with the Rams in our division. It was his first step. There was two sacks that he had before Walter ever moved on the snap of the ball. He was in the backfield. Walter hadn't moved. And again, I'm not saying Cade is DeMarcus Ware. What I'm saying is his biggest strength is his first couple of steps. Now, if you watch him, you got to get better at hand placement. You got to get better at with the hand moves, club rips, swim, all that good stuff, timing, being able to feel the offensive lineman's body weight, where they're at, use that against them, push-pull. He's a young guy. He'll get a feel for it as he goes along. Right now, his strength is one of the most important things a pass rusher or a defensive lineman can have, and that's aiding him greatly. He's only going to get better and better in some of those things that I did mention. It's going to be fun to watch. It says Justin Evans is doing great and is one of his best friends as well. All right, thoughts on the offensive line play so far this year, week one to two, what you want to see in week three there, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, more difficult opponent. I think they had a harder time with Cincinnati. Didn't have much of a struggle here this past week. And you expect more of the same here. Like you said, you're going to get those opportunities, you know, and people are going to rotate in and out. And so even if you are number two, number three on the depth chart, obviously, you know, you still want to fight for your opportunity. You want to show that you can move up, and maybe there is still opportunity throughout that. I agree with you for the most part. You want to get locked in at this point, get the continuity rolling. But again, I mean, Nebraska's offensive line needs to get back to a point. It's weird to say this, but back to a point where sometimes it's exposed in bigger games. But that means the rest of the games they're kind of taking. You know, they're at that level. They're at an opportunity where they're not getting exposed in what, 9 or 10 year games. Now, I'd prefer them not be exposed at all. Back to the pipeline days and all that, and maybe that can happen too. But they need to build on what they've done so far. And going back to that practice quote, I mean, I think coming off of week one, you're kind of thinking we got the win. They're all excited, but things could have maybe went a little bit better after that game. You're thinking, you know, we're rolling here. And so, you know, that's good to hear that they, you know, even in that offensive line, I'm sure just feel, okay, we feel like we've taken a huge step from not just week one, but certainly last season.
All right. We got notes on Butler. Elijah Judy was at the podium as well. Before we go to break, because we'll do that after break, someone texted me this. I'm just going to say it and we can go to break. Okay, Jake, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The Frats will not be happy until we score 69 points. Go to break, Jake.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.